Hey, Carla. When you join us for Just Because I Love You Day, that's what we call you. Apparently, society is now blaming bullies for school shootings, and that's just all kinds of wrong. We need to have a conversation about teaching kids to handle bullies without using a gun. Join us for this dose of cold water. That was a pretty good length for an introduction, if I do say so myself. Fit in there nicely. Hey, Carla. So, it's me, Amanda. Marla's here. Tabby was here. She went to the kitchen. And Megan is joining us via satellite connection. And Finley's here, too.
Oh, no. I hear somebody crying already.
She's not a happy camper. So, my family decorated for Christmas this week, and so everybody has been overcome by the Christmas spirit, and I don't even know. This morning, Emery brought down a whole bunch of boxes that she found in the closet, and she had filled them with various toys and covered them with, like, a wrapping, some sort of wrapping, like a blanket was one of them, and then a piece of paper was another. And then set them under the Christmas tree. So it's the 1st of December, and we're already enjoying that special game that kids like to play where they make giant messes, but they do it creatively.
But they think it's a game.
Yeah. I noticed this. I can't see Megan because that thing got pushed.
Oh, the...
I was going to ask you, Mandy, if you started your advent calendar yet today with
yes.
the kids.
Yeah, we did day one for our advent calendar. But I've noticed this, like, even in the daycare, when I worked in a daycare before I had any kids of my own, I noticed this phenomenon. The kids in my daycare used to play this fun game called Garbage Man. They would get toys from every shelf, as many as they could find. Puzzle pieces, doll furniture, books, you know, craft supplies. They'd just dump them in the center of the room. That was the dump. And then they'd get their little garbage truck and they would drive it around, scooping up more toys and bringing them to the pile in the center. Yeah.
I call Marcy my magpie because she is obsessed with small, like, trinkets that she can fit in her hand. But she's not picky about what she considers a trinket or a treasure. So I have to go through it, like, the end of the day and try to pick out little pieces of jewelry or, like, oh, there's a foam letter. Oh, there's a small bracelet. Oh, that's mine.
Right.
That's my lip gloss or
my whatever. Kids, when I had kids of my own, as opposed to the daycare children, they reinvented the game and called it soup. So they'd be chefs and they would bring all of the toys to the toy box, dump everything inside, mixy, 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 and then soup's done. So I'm happy to report. Oh, they also play store sometimes.
I was about to talk about Cammie's store because I got to witness just how far her store will spread out. I think it was last week.
They will have different stores. Like, they will call each other from Walmart or Target or wherever, and one of them will have a retail store upstairs and the other will have a store downstairs, and they'll call each other between the levels of the house and order from each other's stores. So then toys are moving between the planes, you know, and it's the same result. Toys everywhere.
It's like a game of Go Fish. Do you have?
Yes
I do. Go Fish.
Yes.
I can't properly describe it because it requires some knowledge of Mandy's house layout, but I was picking up toys and I'd be like, oh, here's some more. And then I'd pick them up and I'd go like another foot and be like, oh, here's some more. And it went like the span of both living rooms and like up the stairs.
Yep.
And then even you were like, oh, you missed some. I was like, I did.
Yes. And they pay for it using money currency. That's always a little bit different. Like sometimes they use cards, you know, that will be money, or they'll use like little scraps of paper they cut up and spread those all over the place so that their money gets under things and behind things. And so anyway, I'm just letting you know that we now have the Christmas version of that that game, because now everything's becoming a present. I opened one of the boxes. It had Nerf bullets, a book, a couple of cars, and a stuffed animal that came from my room, like a giant stuffed animal shoved in this box.
I was laughing. I was laughing that it was like trash. I said, "Why is there beef burgers under your under your Christmas tree?" And you're like, "Oh, that's a box."
It was a box.
But, oh, okay.
It had beef burgers in it at one point, but now it's a present.
Now it's a present.
It's got a pipe cleaner attached to the top of it, and ho ho ho.
I feel like we need to bring back those style of gifts. Like, my gifts to you guys this year will be just a random assortment of slightly broken, slightly used, not all the pieces together. Like, I guess I could go to Goodwill and just purchase a couple of their puzzles because they always have pieces missing.
You already gave us a bunch of puzzles, Megan. You gave us a whole bunch, like 12 puzzles that you didn't want anymore. So
I did?
Yes. They were all, pretty much all of them were PJ Masks. Don't remember this?
Oh, yeah, that was recent. But I'm pretty sure those had all the pieces.
They did. But that's not necessarily the issue. Because again, my kids use the puzzle pieces for things that are not puzzly. So,
like currency.
Yes, they became money in their store.
It's so hard because it's so cute. And I love that they're playing and like using the toys. Yes. I love that imagination is involved. Like, I love all of that.
I don't mean to be Scrooge now that this has got a holiday flavor. I'm just saying, like, there is no way to describe how long it takes to clean up from an episode of Soup or or Garbage Man.
Well, and that they don't want you to either. You're like, all right, it's time to clean up. And they're like, it's my treasures for Marcy. Those are my treasures.
Yeah.
I know, but I have to.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, my kids did this with their Halloween candy, too, just a few weeks ago. They would spread it out every day. And they weren't eating it. They were eating it, but they weren't only eating it. They were also playing store with it. So they'd like organize it, they'd trade it, they'd put it into little piles all over the place. And then when it was time to clean up, they'd put them back in the bag the next day, pull them back out, do it again. So yeah, the candy in our house is all slightly melted from constant handling for like a week straight. Anyway, I did not plan to spend this long on it. I just thought somebody should know if this is your child and your child also has their version of this game. Let me know. I know they have one, but let me know what it is.
Oh, yeah, what's it called?
What does your child or what do your children play that is the equivalent of Garbage Man?
Treasure collecting.
The Borrowers.
Garbage Man what is have my you favorite.
Found, what have you found that for all intents and purposes looked like it was just a pile of toys, but come to find out it was very important.
It was a game.
Okay.
Tabby should get... in the frame of
I would like to, but I think
apparently we're live.
I will. I think I'll unplug.
Are we live on Instagram?
We're live on Instagram.
Does anybody care?
But there's three people with us.
Here, put it up over your head.
But the people on Instagram should know that Megan is not here physically. She will be here on the episode today, but you can't hear her.
Yeah,
because she's in our ears.
She's in our ears.
Is one of those three behind people you. Like our grandmother or something?
No.
It is. Hi, Mom.
Hey.
Kim.
Purple-tailed lemur. Hi, Kim.
Oh, that's Sydney.
Yep. And Christine Twine.
Oh, sorry that we just listed you guys by name on the podcast.
There's just one here.
That's because you were talking about him.
It was their Instagram names. Their name could be something.
So anyway, I think now that I've done the intro, Megan knows what we're talking about, but just barely. She didn't get the pleasure of hearing me read the actual headline. So let me, for Megan's and Carla's sake, read this headline from the Daily Mail.
Oh, Megan just walked.
She just jumped up and left because Margo's in
trouble. Margo.
Okay, well, maybe just for Carla's sake then.
Okay, Carla.
So it says on the Daily Mail headline, exclusive, a bullied teen named Ethan Crumley, 15, was identified as the Michigan High School shooter, who gunned down four classmates with his father's 9mm after flaunting it on Instagram. And there's a picture of Ethan. A couple of the bullet points. He's a juvenile in custody for the shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan. He posted a photo of his father's new 9mm handgun on the weekend, pretending it was his. His motive for shooting on Tuesday remains unknown, but classmates say he was being bullied. Four kids killed were 16, 14, and two 17-year-olds.
Bullet points probably wasn't the right word to use.
Well, that's what they are. They're bullet points.
Okay.
Sorry for those who are offended. And it says his parents, Jennifer and James Crumley, have been visiting him, they visited him, and they've hired an attorney for him. The bullied teenage gunman who shot dead four students at Oxford High School in Michigan on Tuesday has been identified as 15-year-old Ethan. He lives with his parents. And then if we go down, I'm scrolling down now. It's unclear if he'll be charged as a teenager or an adult. The prosecutor's office says it hasn't received a recommendation from the sheriff yet. But if we keep going, this is going to be the clincher down here.
I never understand why they don't know how they're going to charge someone.
Depends on the offense.
Yeah, the crime. Depends on the circumstances.
Or the severity, sorry, the severity of the crime and things like that.
So this is the thing here. Quote, I've seen him around the school. He's a kid. He's been picked on and stuff like this. When a kid has been picked on, people bullying him, you're going to get this. You're going to get this reaction, Trishawn Bryant told ABC7.
Is that another kid?
That's another kid.
Oh. Okay.
Yep. So but that's not the only thing. And now Marla took my computer away and I had it pulled up. But
oh, I'm so sorry.
My computer's across the table now. But
miles away.
There are other people saying the same stuff. Adults saying that same type of thing. Like somebody needs to do something about the bullying problem in schools. So this is one actual comment on Facebook. I bet he was being bullied and mom or dad didn't have time to go to the school or didn't even know about it. Another comment. This is what happens when schools look the other way. Let's see. So since he was being bullied, is he going to get off like that other kid did? The one that shot his teacher in the back and shot some other students? Isn't that how society thinks it works now? Oh, that's actually a question, and that's a pretty decent question.
Uh-huh. That is a pretty decent question.
Whoever wrote that one is thinking like I'm thinking. Oh, so since he was being bullied, is that okay now?
Well, I think we can see the issue. Well, there's two issues. One, not every child who gets bullied goes and shoots everyone, or there'd probably be a lot more school shootings. And two, we'll be sending the wrong message for this child to not have any punishment for what he's done. Where we're at in our house, in Mandy's house, I like to call it our house. If a child hurts another child, we ask, well, what did you do to them? Like, we want to know want to know the truth.
Right.
And they know that just because somebody hits them or takes a toy or wrongs them in any way,
right,
they don't get to do it back. It's not justified.
Right. Let's say that it's completely unprovoked. Let's say somebody is sitting, minding their own business, and another person comes up and just whacks them on the head or starts taunting them, saying things like, you're dumb, nobody likes you, you're ugly, whatever. Mm-hmm. Even if that's happening, would we ever, ever, ever utter something like this comment here? Actual comment written by, I presume, an actual person. She says, this is what happens when the school and parents don't discipline their kids. Bullying is wrong. How much that child passed through, how much did he have to go through before reacting like this and tripping off? Both of my kids were bullied badly in school, and now I homeschool them to protect them from going insane like this or committing suicide. Yep.
Her kids are going to be in not a good place when eventually they, get out of her little nest, her little enclosure, and face the real world, which has the B word everywhere. Mm-hmm. If she's not teaching them how to
deal with
it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's a problem. We don't make excuses for grown adults who shoot people, but we don't generally say that they were provoked. We don't say, well, they were bullied.
Don't they do that now, though?
And I don't think
don't
so.
Don't they do it?
They say they were bullied? An adult who kills someone?
Yeah, or they have mental health issues, which are usually a result of being, provoked somehow. Yeah.
It's crazy to me that people don't see the writing on the wall. It's like if we keep saying that we keep giving people excuses, it's just going to keep happening. That's just going to keep being the excuse.
Yeah, I am baffled. Like, I am only seeing comments like the ones I've already read. This person says, wow, he's really young. How sad when having to be bullied and it builds up and it just makes you turn on everybody. Or another comment. This is what happens when a bullied child's spirit gets broken.
Yikes.
This is what happens. Yeah.
I also wonder about the home life of that child, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, What do you imagine the home life would be like in this situation?
I mean,
I don't want to use the word neglect because that's such a loaded word, but I feel like his or her, I didn't hear the pronouns.
Boy. It's a boy. Yeah.
His home life is probably one where he doesn't actually talk to his parents, and his parents don't really talk to him. They have no clue what's going on, or they do know what's going on with them and want nothing to do with them.
See, I don't know if I would make that assumption here. I would assume that his home life is very similar to the home lives of the children whose parents are commenting in this thread right now. Mm-hmm. I would say, if you've been taught over and over again from your parents that when you get bullied, you are either going to kill yourself or kill someone else, that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah.
If there's only two options.
And it's the other people's problems.
Yeah.
Meaning you're like, you're always the victim.
Yes.
Even when you actually kill somebody, you are still the victim.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what they're saying. They're saying, oh, look, he took four people's lives. And that's just what happens when he's being bullied. There was another comment I had pulled up in another place that I'm going to have to paraphrase right now, but it said something along the lines of, yep, he's either going to kill himself or he's going to go kill the people who did this to him. And so without any details now, we're assuming that the 15-year-old, the 14-year-old, and the two 17-year-olds were his bullies. Mm-hmm. So now we've got parents who are mourning their dead children. And on the internet, you've got Karen and Sally and George and, you know, Frederick and Patricia, and they're all telling us, well, you know, he had no other choice. He had to defend himself somehow. The school wasn't doing anything. Tabby, you're back. What do you have to say?
I'm very pregnant. I'm like out of breath because I had to go up some stairs.
Yeah, Marcy and down wasn't in her some room. Stairs.
No, she requested like.
Because I put Finley in there.
Yeah, she just requested like 10 different things, including a pouch. And I was like, no,
I don't even have
to be
any.
Asleep. And then, Simon was crying. Store. Finley's still crying. And I pulled Simon out and he pooped the biggest poop.
Oh my. So, Wednesdays are like that.
It's always fun.
So nothing much, but he's been potty training for about a week. It's going well. Really, that's not sarcasm. It's actually going pretty well, except for the poop. We can't catch that.
That's hard to get.
So do you think it's sad that a 15-year-old had to kill people because he was being bullied?
The saddest. Actually, that's not totally fair. I do think the situation is sad, but not because he was bullied necessarily. I think it's sad that a 15-year-old hasn't been taught how to handle a bully properly.
Yeah.
I think it's sad that however many kids,
four,
that the four kids are dead. Like, I don't want to make a joke in the midst of those two things. Those things really are sad. Mm-hmm. But it's not for the reasons that people think it is. And I don't know, I've been gone for like 15 minutes, good. So I have no idea if you guys have even covered this.
Sum us up, even if we already said it.
There's never any reason for violence or a gun, especially with a bully. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up in a family where you laugh at them. That's it. You laugh at yourself and you laugh at a bully.
You ask yourself if it's true.
You ask yourself if what they're saying is true. And even if it is true, I've never once had anybody in my family be like, you know what you need to do? Go pop that bully in the mouth. And if that doesn't work, then you get your gun. It's like, that would be the worst advice.
It's troublesome to me that the kid was posted a picture of the gun on his Instagram. Like, that is worrisome to me that he had access to it. It could potentially, be premeditated. Was he trying to intimidate those people?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like,
where
were the parents?
But there's a reason that he seems to think that would be intimidating.
Yeah.
Instead of funny.
I agree. Yeah.
He seems to think he's getting that from reading comments like what I just read on social media. Parents, before you go out on social media and say, yes, this is obviously a problem of the school failing to address bullies, because if we addressed the bullies properly, then we wouldn't have instances where kids had to kill each other. Yeah. That's just bonkers. That's ridiculous thinking. And I will tell you, there is no greater act of bullying than killing somebody.
Yeah.
Like, to think that he's the victim, he's the one who was bullied, when he actually did the bullying to four children who will never breathe again.
Yeah, I was saying, he did something permanent.
That is absurd that we're reinforcing that behavior. And the only thing I'm really taking, like, some sort of comfort in is the idea that maybe these aren't even real people making real comments, and it's just, like, those bot accounts that are trying to get people upset. You know? Yeah. Like, they're trying to take advantage of emotional situations.
It does seem strange that they're all saying the same thing.
Please tell me this is not normal.
I would never have looked at that and thought, oh, he must have got... I would never say that. It just, it's baffling to me.
I'm not that optimistic. I never am, but I really don't think it's a bunch of bot accounts.
I wouldn't say it, but I do think it's weird that it's everyone saying it's bullying.
All of them. I remember being bullied, and I cried all the time. This is a real comment.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? That's proof that there aren't just two solutions. Either kill yourself or kill other people, because there's people here saying, I remember being bullied.
Right. But what they're now saying...
they beat the odds.
What they're now saying is, everyone is nice now, but it's not easy. It affects your self-esteem, and if you don't have a strong willpower, anything can overtake you.
Now, well, with that mindset...
Yeah.
This is the problem. I even had a conversation, this is a while back, with somebody on Instagram, not a listener that I know of, but she was talking, there's, you know, there's always these people like, well, we need to fix the bullies. We need to teach our kids to be nice and to be kind, and it's like... our kids are kind and nice, but they still bully each other. They still take the toy away. They still say the thing that makes the kid mad. And it's like, you can't train them to not, you have to train them to adjust. You have to train them to handle, like Tabby was saying, be able to handle the bully, because the bullying is going to be there. We're not raising everyone else's children.
Well, you can't actually stop bullying. You can't just
say kindness. Or yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't do it. You can't stop it and expect it to go away. But the person that I was talking to, I said, don't you want your child to be able to overcome the bully? Don't you want them to be okay whether they're being bullied or not? And she basically said no.
Well, they're
she
taught that's not possible.
To be held responsible for her child's feelings.
They're actively told it can't be done. They're told that, you know, all you're doing is harming them more by not taking their bullying seriously. And what it means to take the bullying seriously is to overreact, to march into the school, to throw hands, to get a gun, you know, to start homeschooling. Because somebody said, I'm homeschooling my kids now because I want to protect them. It's like, ooh, I'm very pro homeschool, but that is a really, what kind of lessons are you giving them?
Yeah.
You know, that you're not teaching them to be resilient. Mm-hmm. The word of the day is resilience. Be tough. Prepare your children for the world. Don't try to change the world for your children.
Yep.
And words do not have to cause you to, quote, snap. They don't. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you've been told by other people who admit they have serious mental health issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm telling you as somebody who says, I'm pretty well adjusted and I'm doing okay. Words do not have to cause you to snap. Yep. They don't.
Mentally tough. Mentally tough. Because I think we went through this when I was growing up in the 90s and early 2000s, where then it became, well, we're going to like stamp out bullying. That was like a big thing. As we talked about bullies a lot, and we talked about drugs a lot.
Ironically, it's been a thing and it hasn't gone away, which is just proving the point.
It's not working so well.
It's not going away.
It's like humans are sinful. And if only there was something we could do about that. You're never going to stop bullying. But the point is they were actually trying to stop the bullying. They, like you said, it was going about it the wrong way, but we talked about it a lot. And the idea became, well, if we put our daughters in like karate classes, we train our sons to like stand up for the defenseless, like that'll be how we stop bullies. Like we put the bullies in their place. And now I think we're kind of reaping the consequences of those decisions, where that's why you said, do you think he was trying to intimidate people with his pictures on Instagram? Yes. I think he was upping the ante even more in this wrong direction of, well, I've probably said stop it. I've probably said I don't like that. I've probably said I'll beat you up.
I need to bring
a gun. It's like no.
Welcome to the culture that says you need to teach don't teach your daughters not to be attacked. Teach your sons not to assault. Like, isn't that our motto now? The feminists are like, it's so offensive that we keep trying to say that girls need to defend themselves instead of teaching our boys not to be pigs and misogynistic and stuff. And it's like, yeah, but then you're going to turn around and say, oh, don't teach your kid not to take a gun to school. Mm-hmm. Teach everyone else not to bully him and make him do that. Like, that's absurd. That's absurd.
Well, I agree, but I don't... It's... they don't believe it because they've never seen it. I don't think they've ever seen anybody. Because when you have somebody who's kind of stable, I think the first thought is, well, you just don't know. You've never been bullied. Like, I've had to actually tell people, I'm like, do you really think that I went my whole life and was never bullied? Like, I've been bullied every which way till Tuesday. Like, first of all, I had siblings. Yeah. Nobody does you more mental damage than your own loving family.
So step one, have more than one child.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. Have multiple. Have then they can gang up on each other. Have like five. Then it's always three against one. Like, that'll help.
Or four against
one. Yeah, if it's really that bad.
She's pregnant. She can't do math.
Tabby's homeschooled. She can't do math.
I was leaving one of them out of it because one of them always just watches.
One of them usually is running to tell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's always the tattler.
Yeah, no, I knew what I was doing.
But seriously, though, what did your parents do to help you overcome the bullying?
Well,
there are dying to know.
We've talked about it before. No, they're not. They're not there.
Oh, that's a not so great joke, Myla.
I don't know if she was trying to tell a joke or not.
No, she wasn't.
She's noticing our Instagram stream ended.
Yeah, my time limit. Oh, no.
Which is good.
Well, we've talked about it before, but Dad always said the first step was to ask yourself if what they were saying is true, because you don't want to become the person who also can't be criticized. You don't want to become the person who can't take any sort of constructive criticism, and you just say, oh, they're just haters, they're just bullies. It's like, well, sometimes what somebody might be telling you is true. Like, actually, Andrew once got told he was really stinky.
Yeah.
And then he started showering.
I was like, well, hey, it was true.
In middle school. And it was like, yeah, you were.
I think it's even more simple than that. It's what I said just a few minutes ago. Words are not going to kill you. Yeah. Stop listening to the teachers and the parents and the, you know, counselors and the therapists and the school principals who are telling you, oh yeah, eventually these words are going to kill you or somebody else. It's like, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Those people mean well. They are trying to help, and they're actually doing everything exactly wrong, because you should not listen to those who are admitting they are traumatized from their background, you know, from their history. Don't listen to them when they try to tell you how to cope. They're telling you, I don't know how to cope. I'm the kind of person who would kill myself or someone else if I got pushed too far. Okay, thank you for the warning. Yeah. I'm not going to listen to you anymore. Yeah. But they're wrong when they say that this is the only potential outcome. Just when you know that it hurts very badly sometimes, or it's very hard to cope sometimes, perhaps, but it's not going to kill you. That's such a relief. Like, to a kid who's going, oh no, nobody has ever suffered this badly before in the history of the world. You can tell that kid, no, I have. Everybody actually does get bullied sometimes. Mm-hmm. You don't have to listen to it. The words themselves, you can let them roll off your back like water off a duck. If you tell them that and you mean it, because that's what's true, then that's empowering. That ultimately will allow them to find other ways to manage it besides going, oh no, I'm in this snowball now that I'm rolling downhill and can't stop because everybody in my life told me this is pretty close to the end now. Like, well, I'm going to die.
Telling them that the feelings will eventually go away is also important. Because again, even just telling these stories, since I'm not holding on to them my whole life, it's hard for me to remember to say, like, I was not unaffected. Right. Like, I was excluded. I was hurt. I would cry about stuff or be embarrassed or whatever the aim was that the bully was going for.
No, but we weren't taught by our parents to hang on to that and assign all of this super important meaning to it. It's like, well, that's part of life. We got paper cuts and things too. Like, you know, we'd stub our toes and break ankles every now and then. And like, you know, stuff like that happens and it hurts and it's not fun.
But one day you'll wake up and you're either going to not be bothered or it just won't hurt as bad. And eventually it will go away, or you'll learn to like laugh about it and use it as a weapon later.
I would submit to you that the comments I'm reading now are 1,000 times more painful and traumatic for children than being bullied. What's really happening in this culture, it is not an epidemic of bullying in the schools that the schools are just ignoring. There are comments in this thread where parents are insisting that the teachers are taking the bully's side. No, I call bull. That's not happening. That's not happening. The epidemic is not a bullying epidemic. It's a thin-skinned crybaby epidemic. And I know how that sounds to a person who feels like they've been bullied their whole lives. I understand that they're like, you're the problem. No. Teaching a child that they have to kill or be killed because of words, that is the whole problem. That's the whole problem right there. And it's not going to get better at all. It's only going to get worse. If we have, 1,200 comments on this thread, I think, and I haven't found a single one yet. No, 3,000 comments on this thread. I haven't found a single one yet that isn't in the same vein as the ones I've already been reading.
Well, it kind of reminds me of like when we talk about this like phantom patriarchy, right? Where they're like, patriarchy gets away with so much. They're like, well, bullies are just getting away with so much. And it's like, how? Where? Who legitimately is turning to the bully if they have an actual instance of bullying and saying, good job?
Well, they think it's plausible. Okay, why do you think people actually think that might be happening?
I'm genuinely asking because they even said in their comments, all that's happening is they're getting suspended. And it's like, well, that's a consequence. They're getting suspended. What do you want the school system do? Do you want the school system to kill them? Like what would be enough?
Well, the reason they think these bullies are just being, you know, slapped on the wrist and or hardly dealt with at all is because that's what the parents are doing when their son is the shooter. They're saying, well, he had it coming. It's not really his fault. He's, you know, he's been traumatized by all of these kids. So it's not his fault. And so they think that must be being done with the other people, the other kids in school, because that's what they do when their child does something wrong or when a kid that they identify with does something wrong. They want to have basically this dichotomy of angels and demons. You know, they want all good on one side, all bad on the other. The bullies are darkness. Their children are light.
What do they do when it's their own children? Like what we talked about, like between siblings. I've watched both of my kids rip each other to shreds before.
They don't have a lot of experience actually working with groups of kids. Most of the time, they send their kids away to school and then have opinions about how... I turned Megan's microphone down because Aria is chatting. Just raise your hand, Megan, if you have something to contribute.
Sorry, do you see the cereal roulette I'm playing over here? Because I'm stuck because my stomach is too big. I can't get up very well.
Yeah.
Simon.
So we have.
I think it's kind of crazy that you have, and it might be the same group of people. You have one group of people who's saying the school isn't doing enough. And then you have another group of people putting all the responsibility on the school to figure out when a child's being abused at home or, you know, they're not getting taken care of. And it's like, well, which is it? Are they not doing enough or are we putting so much on their plate and so many expectations that they have a hard time keeping track? I don't know.
Yeah.
Those are my thoughts.
Honestly, and this is what I was saying before, I think that people just really don't know very much about how kids work. They really don't know how interpersonal conflict works. Mm-hmm. They've never figured out how to get along with people in their work environment, how to get along with people in their families. And so they've never really had to play the referee between mm-hmm. three or more kids because yeah. they send them away to preschool. They send them away to daycare, to sporting events. And then they stay on the sidelines. They yell at the coach for not coaching properly or they yell at the teachers for not teaching properly.
Yeah.
But they don't actually have much experience of doing those jobs themselves.
Well, and like Tabby was saying, that generation that was raised, or like you were saying, the thin skin, I think it is really obvious right now because we have so many people that are just like, wow, affirm me. You need to acknowledge my lifestyle and be okay with it. You need to tell me I'm a girl when I'm really a boy. You need to make me feel better. It's just that whole mentality of changing everyone else around you instead of just being okay with your lifestyle, I guess. Like, you shouldn't have to affirm or be affirmed. Just live your life.
Here's this comment, Tabby. The bullies and abusers who inspire the creation of these monsters should be held equally accountable.
The what? Say it again.
The bullies and abusers who inspire the creation of the monsters, being the school shooters... So the bullies and the abusers who inspire the creation of school shooters should also be held equally
responsible. Do they know it's them? They think it's me because I say things like, you can get tougher skin and we can teach you. But do they know that it's them? They're the ones that are inspiring the school shooters?
No, they have no idea how to handle interpersonal conflict.
Because I'm the person who goes, no, you can't shoot up a school. I'll teach you a better way.
Oh, my goodness.
I had a thought, but now it's gone because I had to get up. So, talks amongst yourselves.
Carry on.
We're sort of at the end of the episode.
Yeah, this is pretty much.
Did Megan have?
I'm going to turn Megan back up for her final for her final thoughts?
No, I guess to summarize, it's the parents' job to teach the character of the children. It's not the school's job to teach your kids' character and moral lessons and ethics. So the fact that they're putting blame on the school, the fact that they're putting blame on the bullies is, it's like, I am rubber, you are glue. Whatever you say needs to go right back on you like poo.
Oh, is that the phrase?
It's the phrase today.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome.
I was homeschooled, so you're going to have to remind me how that goes.
Everybody watching on Instagram definitely needs to go listen to the actual episode today for Megan's little closure.
By the way, I turned her microphone back down. I had to correct our mother, Tabby, this last week. Not really a correction, but I added to her repertoire of schoolyard insults. Yeah. Or not really insults, but like, what do you call it? Like, taunts or whatever.
Sure.
She was going, beans, the magical fruit. Yeah. The more you eat, the more you toot. And I said, the more you toot, the better you feel. So eat your beans
at every meal.
Okay, good. Yeah, I didn't invent this. She goes, I have never heard that in my life. What? And I was like, Mom, there's more. Beans, they're good for your heart.
the more you eat, the more you fart.
And she was like, I had no idea there were multiple verses. I like changed her life.
Somebody taught me. I could have sworn
it
was hers.
I didn't know the last one, but I knew the second one.
If I had to guess, I would have said, oh, my mom used to sing that, but apparently not. So
interesting.
Anyway.
Say that to your bullies.
Definitely need to have that be one of the last things that everybody hears on this episode. Definitely.
Eat your beans.
We're going to go feed cereal to Simon. Ugh. Don't mind us.
Goodbye.
He's a hungrosaurus.
Thank you for joining us for Just Because I Love You Day. You can also find us on MeWe in the group Four Sisters Birth and Motherhood Counseling and on Instagram, Four Sisters One Savior. Those are numerals. We also have an email account, foursistersonesavior@gmail.com. And those are also numerals, not words. Four Sisters One Savior. See you next time.